public hearing is subdivision 2005-84 of John and Deborah Pulley.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, by dividing 4.35 acres into three lots located south of Road 280, 1,865 feet southeast of Road 290. And I would refer to Mr. Abbott for any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, an exhibit booklet was submitted on Monday. I think each of you has a copy of it, three exhibits. That'll be made a part of the record. This application did not go through TAC since the street is already existing. They sent copies of the survey. And Mr. Willard provided us with 51% property owners of Woodgate subdivision that they are aware of and in support of the application.
All right, sir, thank you. I believe Mr. Fuqua is here representing the application.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua, and for the benefit of you gentlemen as well as the public, I'm going to be a lot quicker this time than I was previously.
And that is deeply appreciated.
This is an application from Mr. and Mrs. John, Pulley? Pulley. I say that because Mr. and Mrs. Pulley are actually clients of Tim Willard, who is my associate, as you know, in my office, and I'm here on his behalf tonight due to a conflict. I did try to explain to him that normally the younger associate handles conflicts for the senior partner, not the other way around, so we're trying to get that straightened out. But
good luck.
For purposes of tonight, I'm here on behalf of Mr. Willard. As was stated, there were three exhibits submitted with a letter in connection with this. To summarize this, Mr. and Mrs. Pulley own a 4.35 acre parcel of land, which you gentlemen have a copy of the plot. It's located on the south side of County Road 280, which is Stokely Road. They've owned their property for approximately 9 years. Their residence is located on the property, so this is their home. I think it's been there about 8 years, and their home is shown on the plot here. It's located toward the front of this parcel. Their land, their lot is a bit unusual in that this 4.35 acre parcel is 175 feet wide by 1,085 feet deep. And the scale of that doesn't really show up on a plot, but 1,085 feet is 3.5 football fields, to give you some sense of how deep this lot is. And that is what they bought, and that's what they had. Now, what did happen here, in July of 2003, the Planning and Zoning Commission considered a subdivision application for a development to be known as Woodgate. And that proposal was to subdivide 51 acres of land into 30 lots. And that subdivision was approved as a preliminary subdivision in August of 2003. And it was approved as a final subdivision in August of 2004. And that record plot is Exhibit 3 in that booklet that was submitted to you. And the significance of that is that the Woodgate subdivision is located directly behind the Pulley's property and some other properties that are located along the county road. So that subdivision is located back here, as you can see on that subdivision plot. And perhaps more importantly, the sole entranceway, the sole subdivision access road to the Woodgate subdivision actually is located adjacent to and immediately to the, I believe it's the western boundary of the Pulley's property. So this is their property. The subdivision road comes in right immediately adjacent to their property and then goes back into the subdivision. As a result of that development happening behind them and the access road being immediately adjacent to them, what the Pulleys are proposing is to subdivide their parcel by creating two additional new lots and retaining one lot where their home is for a total of three lots. And that's shown on here as parcel A being their home site, which is 2.27 acres. Parcel B is a 3/4 acre lot that's proposed, and parcel C is a 1.3 acre lot that's proposed. All of the lots would be served by on-site wells and individual on-site septic systems. All three lots would have access from Woodgate Drive, which is the subdivision road. So it would result in no access being provided directly from the county road. All three of these lots would have access from the subdivision road. Lot B and C, which are the two new lots being created, in effect would be subject to the restrictions and would become part of the Woodgate subdivision and basically be subject to the same obligations as the lots in the subdivision. In order to do this, the Pulley's lot here was originally created as a strip subdivision with some other lots, and it was called Sussex Meadows. It was all lots with road frontage. And those restrictions provided that that none of those lots could be subdivided. They were all very large size lots, but those original restrictions said that none of those lots could be subdivided. In 2005, the Pulleys were able to have that restriction amended so that their lot number 15, could be subdivided as requested tonight. So that restriction was changed so that the Pulleys lot could be subdivided into three lots having access from that subdivision street. And that was an amended deed restriction that was signed by 20 of the 21 property owners in the Sussex Meadows plot or subdivision. And that is recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds. It's in Deed Book 3219, page 305. And a copy of that was submitted with the application and is part of your record. In addition, the Woodgate LLC, which is actually the owner of a majority of the lots in the Woodgate subdivision, they've also consented to this proposed subdivision, and they've also basically consented that these two lots, as well as the Pulley's home lot, could use this access road, and that the two lots B and C would become part of this new subdivision, which is under development, and I believe there's a couple homes that have been constructed there. One of the things I wondered about, and I want to explain to you, it would seem logical that these two new lots to be created would be the same in size, rather than have 1 3/4 and 1.133. The adjacent property owner on the lot that would be lot number, I guess it's lot 21, or I don't know whether that's a tax map parcel number, but this parcel right here, that's a Mr. Owens, and he owns that property. This was done that his house is toward the rear of this lot, and this is what done so that there would only be one home in close proximity to his house. That's why this lot was created as a smaller lot, to have one of the houses up further so that it would only be one lot kind of adjacent to his lot back there. And in addition, there is there's an existing tree line located along that property. They are trees that Mr. Owens planted, or at least there are trees that are on Mr. Owens' property. But we certainly would have no problem with continuing that tree line further to the north in order to extend it to protect his view or to erect a fence along there if that would be something that would be more of a buffer. There were several letters, I think there were three letters in opposition that I did see in the file. They're all from members of the Derrickson family who own property on the other side of that subdivision road. There's some acreage, I believe it's a farm there that they own. Their letters speak for themselves. I'll refer to those letters and you can read those. In my reading them, their opposition really doesn't seem to be directed at these two lots at all. It really seems to be some general statements, basically, that they oppose any type of development in the AR agricultural area. So I really can't address any specific comments directed at these two lots. And all I can really say to that is that in the AR zoning area, single-family lots are permitted. And I would say particularly in a situation like this where these two new lots are actually going to be integrated right into an existing subdivision on a subdivision street that basically has been created kind of surrounding this property. I do have some proposed, very simple and short proposed conditions and findings, which again I'll give to Mr. Lank and ask him to hand those down to you. I do have some photographs that were taken. This is a tree line that I mentioned. And again, I'll submit those to Mr. Lank for the record. And gentlemen, other than any questions you might have, that's everything I have to present.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Fuquay. Mr. Johnson, do you have any questions, sir?
Of course, I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't think I was earning my keep.
I understand.
And some of them, Mr. Fuquay, you answered for me already, which I appreciate in terms of the lots becoming part of Woodgate. And I would assume that, otherwise, there might have been the issue of the stormwater management pond. Question for you, Mr. Robertson, dealing with the, and this is a procedural question, I guess, with the 51% sign off by the owners of the Woodgate, is that by number of lots, or is that by individual lot owners, or how does that 51% work?
Well, I think in this case, it's sort of, I'm not sure that it's relevant because the developer has signed off, the developer owns more than 51% either way.
So in that case, that's acceptable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And along that same line, what would prevent, in this case, Sabrina Hill, which is the adjoining property owner, for wanting to include her land in this subdivision as well? I'm thinking in terms of a broader issue of precedent setting, that we have an approved subdivision and next thing you know we're adding more and more lots to it. And
well, I don't know. Well, it'd still have to come through planning and zoning for that to occur, you know, so I suppose I don't know the answer to a question. If somebody wants to put just deed restrictions on their property, whether they could do that without the Planning and Zoning Commission's approval. But in terms of, you know, creating a subdivision or somehow getting access to subdivision roads and creating new lots, that's going to have to come through the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'd suggest, in light of the letter in opposition, I think that is one of those philosophical questions we were talking about earlier.
Well, I guess from a philosophical standpoint, my concern would be whether that would allow someone to piecemeal create a bigger development and then circumvent the plus process. And I mean, because here we have 41 lots, and then next thing you know, next year the guy comes in with another 25 lots from an adjoining piece, and now
the presumption in that is that there's already 25 lots that exist. You're not creating any new lots, as I understand it. If somebody was going to try to create 25 new lots and bring in the subdivision, it would go through plus, it would come here, and everything else would be exactly the same.
Okay.
Wouldn't go to plus.
Well, yeah, right. On 25, it would.
50 or more.
Yeah, right. But
Burton?
I see what you're saying.
Mr. Gordy? No question. Smith?
Do we have septic feasibility?
I don't have a copy of it, no.
I don't think there was any septic. Now, I think the anticipation was that since the Woodgate subdivision I referred to does have on-site septic, I believe it, correct? And this is right in that same area. Mr. Pulley's existing property, you know, has an on-site system. But that would be a condition of approval, obviously, since it would have to be served by on-site septic.
No other questions.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson? No questions.
Great, then. Can I just clarify the issue of the second?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
You're saying that the current development does have central sewer, or doesn't?
No, it has
individual
the lots septic. Have on-site septic.
And that as part of the process, there would be an application done for the septic feasibility.
It would have to be for these two new lots.
Thank you.
All right, sir, gentlemen,
thank
we thank you. You would take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-84, John and Deborah Pulley? Yes, sir, in favor.
Good evening. I'm Tim Mahoney, one of the owners of Woodgate LLC, and we are in total favor of this annexation, if that's the right word. And I think we've worked everything out. If you have any questions for me, I'd be glad to answer them.
All right, sir.
But speaking for our group, we are in favor.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-82? Yes, sir.
Good evening, guys. My name is Richard Owen. I am the adjacent adjacent property to the south of the pulleys. I share a 1,083-foot property line with them, and assuming the pictures they have of my trees will show what the property line looks like on the back portion of it coming up from the back, what they're proposing to do with their property as far as the subdivision, I have a definite problem with it. When we bought the property, when I bought my property in 1998, the original deed restrictions, the very first one, stated all lots shall be used for residential purposes, restricted and limited to one single family dwelling on any lot. The second part of that first restriction reads, no part of this property may be subdivided in a way that would create an additional building lot. Well, obviously what the pulleys are trying to do is create two more additional building lots. When they went and got the amended restriction, it was February 4th and 5th of 2005. That happened to be a Friday and Saturday, I believe, or Saturday and Sunday. My wife and I were out of town that weekend, up in the Poconos, Pennsylvania, for Valentine's Day. I found out about this proposed subdivision from my next-door neighbor, Trisha Emmett, who left a message on my machine saying that her and her father, Luther Lighton, who is also another lot owner of Sussex Meadows, would not sign off on it until they had talked to me, even though, according to them, which is hearsay coming from my mouth, Mrs. Pulley was a little, not pushy, but wanting to get the signatures from all the lot owners immediately, which I can understand, time is, you know, time. When I found out about it, when I got home that night, I immediately called Trisha Emmett to ask her what was going on. After that, I spoke with the Pulleys, who said that they had tried contacting me for the previous week or 2 weeks or whatever. I have no timestamp on my caller ID from them trying to call me. There was no note in my mailbox or on my door. I had never heard a knock on the door from them to discuss this. As far as the other part of the restrictions, for them to get Mr. Lighton's signature to sign off on this, as well as the Emmett's signatures to sign off on this, they have offered Ashley Lighton, or formerly Lighton, she's been married since, who is Lucky Lighton's daughter, the 3/4-acre lot to the front of those two lots. I'm not sure which it's listed on is in the paper that you have. It's a 3/4-acre lot at what I have been told is a $75,000 purchase price, which if anybody knows anything about property in Sussex County, especially in that area, that's approximately a 40% of the market value on a lot for a 3/4-acre lot. To back that up, the lots in Woodgate right now, I believe, are listed at $185,000 to $205,000 for a 3/4-acre to a 1-acre lot in woods, dense woods, saplings that are 1.5 to 2 inches in diameter. It's going to cost approximately $5,000 to $10,000 just to clear the lot, just to put your house on there and, excuse me, put septic in. As far as that can be backed up with the signatures that they actually got from the Lightons and the Emmets that I'm assuming they submitted. If not, I have copies myself with the deed restriction amendment that states we agree. It's written up by them, I assume. We and John and Deborah Pulley, who live at 29006 Stokely Road in Milton, or Sussex Meadows, lot number 15, would like to make a proposal of residence Sussex Meadows. John and I, Deborah, are considering subdividing our property and are in need of your approval. If you have no objections, please provide your signature below. Thank you for time and consideration. At the bottom of those, on the Emmets as well as the Laytons, it says, we agree to sign the above proposal only in the event the proposed subdivision consists of two lots, each with one home and a minimum of 3/4 acre. One lot shall be sold to Ashley V. and or Barbara Layton, and both lots shall remain part of Sussex Meadows. And Mr. Fuqua, excuse me, how do you pronounce your last name?
That's close enough.
in his presentation for the pulleys, he said that these lots were going to become part of Woodgate. Well, if that's the case, I would assume that these signatures would be tossed out because they're signing off only on a understanding that they would remain as part of Sussex Meadows, not become part of Woodgate. The other issues I have with this are, one, the biggest, and it's privacy. The placement of my home was not a coin toss on my lot where I threw it out there and said, okay, that's where I'm going to put my home. It was a strategic decision. The Pulley's house had already been built. The Emmett's house, which is the adjoining property on the other side of me, had already been built. Back towards the back of that was annexed to Luther and Barbara Layton's property, original property, that is pasture. It cannot be built on. It's landlocked. They can't get any road access to it. Therefore, I decided to put my house approximately 700 to 800 feet back from the road to get my privacy. It was privacy from the road as well as from other surrounding houses. What they're proposing to do with this subdivision is put a house anywhere from 100 to 150 feet from mine, which to some people that sounds like a lot of footage. To me, it's not. Where I put my house, there's a minimum of approximately 400 feet from any existing house or any house that can be built, front, back, sides, whatever. The new home on the front lot of the proposed subdivision to the Pulley's house is 300 to 400 feet. I don't have an exact because I didn't go on their property and measure it out. But running from the stake that they have from the survey up to what looks like the back edge of their house, it would be approximately 340 feet.
How far is your house from the property line that you, between you and the Pulley's?
75 feet.
Okay.
With the setback for a back boundary line, I believe it's 50 feet.
Or less, yeah.
Okay. So we're taking it from 400 feet approximate to 125 to 150 feet, somewhere in that range. And like I said, to begin with, my house was placed on my lot for my privacy. I did plant 100 Leland cypress trees on my lot when I first purchased it in 1998.
How are they doing?
They're dying, actually. They got hit with bagworms this year very hard, and that was another point that I was going to make. If the Pulley's put trees, cypress trees, whatever else type of trees, on their property, who's going to maintain it? Who's going to say that when they sell that lot to the new owner, that the new owner is going to even want the trees there or want a fence there as a buffer? It might be down in 6 months. It might be there for 60 years. No one knows. But the difference is they're not losing any privacy as far as distance from their house to the new house. I will. I'm the one that stands to lose. They're the one that stands to gain. The other thing with privacy is with a house that close, you also have people that are there consistently in their backyards, whatever, having barbecues. There's noise. There's eyes, whatever. Again, it goes back to where I placed my house on my lot. I want my privacy. I'm not antisocial, but I want my privacy, and that's why I put it there. As far as financially, that's the other aspect of this. To start with, the Pulleys obviously are going to gain if this is allowed by you guys.
Are going to gain, okay.
Gain, yeah. As far as I know, I do not know this for a fact. They may be able to shed light on it. I do know that they got a new paved driveway from Woodgate Drive when the entrance to Woodgate Drive was paved. I don't believe they paid a dime for that.
Well, we really don't care.
I know.
So
move on. I'm just trying to say the value that they're going to gain from selling these lots, you're looking at approximately $275,000, even with the 40% market value of the one lot. Taken into consideration.
And that's a reason to deny the subdivision?
No.
Tell me what that means to this decision we're making. What's that mean? What's that have to do with?
One person is going to gain extreme financial gains on this
right.
at my expense. And if you let me continue,
Go ahead.
To the next thing. That was what I was going to get to. Being that my house is approximately 700 to 800 feet off of the road, the driveway alone, I spent approximately $14,000 in stone to stone the driveway to put it back there. The electric cost me approximately $3,200. The cable cost me approximately $1,000, all because of the distance going back from the road to gain access to those utilities to get them back to the house. In total, with just those three things, you're looking at approximately $18,000 that I've already spent to gain my privacy by putting my house back that far. I could have built my house 200 feet off the road and not paid a dime for the electric, paid $1,000 for stone for a driveway, but I didn't. I chose to get my privacy and put that back there. I've also gotten estimates on paving my driveway if I ever decided to do that.
Sir, what relevance does this have to do with the approval or disapproval of these three lots? I think Mr. Wheatley already asked that question, and if you could, keep it to what's relevant as to whether or not these three lots are appropriate. I think we get the theme of your comments, but again, I think they're getting a little far afield to what's relevant to this commission's ability to make a decision.
Okay. I'm not sure what information you need as far as making your decision. I'm the next door neighbor. I'm the only one affected out of the 21 lot owners of Sussex Meadows. I'm the only one that has a boundary with him.
Right.
The other boundary is Woodgate, which is a road, and there aren't any property owners along there. My privacy is a huge issue to me. My financial, expenditures that I've already spent for my privacy is a huge issue to me. I don't make a fortune. I built my house from the ground up with my own two hands. I spent 14 months doing it. That is my retirement fund. I don't have a 401k. That's my retirement fund when I sell my house down the road. I don't want to lose the value of my house over having, a privacy issue.
The opposite boundary from the pulley boundary, the boundary over here on the opposite side. How far are you from that boundary?
I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 feet.
So your lot is 150 by 1,000 feet?
It's 137 feet right at the road. Then it kind of comes out a little bit, 50 feet in to gain that 150 foot of that road frontage that the county required at the time, I guess. Don Ward and Wayne Pepper were the subdividers of this original subdivision. I don't know the specifics of what they had to go through to get these lots subdivided this way. It opens up to approximately, I think, 285 feet, 290 feet in the back. So it's kind of a pie shape. Best description I can give you of it. Actually, if you'd like, I do have a couple of pictures that I got. If I can hand these to you, it will show you this.
Show me where you are.
I am right here. And this will give you a good picture of me.
That's you.
That's me. This is the Pulley's house here.
Right.
This is the front lot that they're talking about subdividing. This will be the back, and it goes back to these trees.
All right.
I own back to the trees.
Right. Where's your line on this side?
Right. If you can see, there's a little fence line
that
comes right down. So, I placed it so I could put an addition on a house, which I'm actually doing at this time.
So what you were banking on, essentially, is the property that you don't own and control, you were banking on to provide privacy for you.
No, what I was banking on, actually, was the fact that we had deed restrictions in place that I thought were going to protect me. However, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find out
about that, because that concerns me too.
Well, I've got the answer to that.
And I'm going
to
ask you right now, Mr. Robertson, if you would answer that, because I think the gentleman has a valid concern.
It looks like the restrictions are amended, as Mr. Fukue stated, and they were recorded at book 3219, page 305, which required...
I have a copy of the amendment.
Right. Well, the commission doesn't. That's what Mr. Wheatley asked me to answer, so that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but
they require 15 consents to amend the restrictions. There's actually more than 15.
How many more?
If I can interject, there's 20.
Not yet. You can't interject. Yeah, 20, okay, 20. You can interject.
There's
that.
20.
They have everybody but me.
Okay. Sir, can I answer the question, please? Would you please stop interrupting me? Thank you.
I apologize.
Several of them talk about adding, or if there is going to be more than one lot, that they would be part of Sussex Meadows. However, 15 of them, which is the required number, at least, don't have that condition on it. But more importantly, as far as the condition or the commission's concerned, the amended deed restrictions that are of record don't say anything about whether they need to be part of Sussex Meadows or whether it can be part of Woodgate. But they do clearly say that this applicant can subdivide its property to allow two additional lots, at least 3/4 acre in size, with entrances onto Woodgate Drive, and it requires the Planning and Zoning Commission's approval. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah. Okay. All right. Is there anything else?
I guess the only other thing I have, and I don't know if it's relevant to you guys' decision. Again, it has to do with financial. I've talked to multiple real estate agents in the area of marketing loss with the privacy issue. I could lose that as a selling point and resale value down the road. They can't give me a definite yes or no that it will or will not affect the value of my home if there's a house right here as opposed to a house way up there. But a lot of them have said, I would think that you might not get quite as much. Not necessarily a lot, but money's money. I guess in conclusion, the only thing I have to say is, of the 21 lot owners of Sussex Meadows, I'm the only one that has a boundary line with the Pulleys. And having the rest of the lot owners of Sussex Meadows agreed to this subdivision, they didn't hear any objections that I had prior to signing off on it because I wasn't in town. There was a couple of them that did have the respect for me, being the only one that had the adjoining property line, to wait and talk to me. They did not sign off. And if you have those copies of the amended deed restrictions, if you look at the dates on them, all of them that don't have that little sentence on it at the bottom are dated February 4th and February 5th, 2005, in the right-hand top corner. However, the Leightons and the Emmets, and there was one other one in there, are dated late April, or mid to late April of 2005, which tells you they gave me the respect. They were not making a decision. At the same time, that was when the offer of the lot was made to Ashley Leighton.
Sir,
again,
I'm going to cut off the testimony about that, because the fact of the matter is we've got restrictive covenants that were amended, and it appears to be a valid and legal amendment. There's not been anybody that's told me otherwise or shown me that. This commission is going to have to decide whether it's an appropriate land use issue to create two new lots, because the restrictions don't prohibit it. It's strictly a land use issue whether it complies with the subdivision ordinance or not. So, I think we've gotten the point that you're upset with the some of the neighbors in Sussex Meadows, but the commission.
I appreciate it. I'm not upset with the other neighbors. The only thing I'm upset about is the fact that I stand to lose my privacy as well as possible value of my home. Those are my two major issues, and I'm asking you to decline their proposal for this so that I'm not the one losing at their game.
Okay.
Long story short.
All right, sir.
Can I ask a question of the gentleman before he sits down?
You may.
Is there something that the applicant could do that would
No, we're not going to ask that question.
About the privacy issue?
No, I don't want to get into any questions or negotiations.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone on the commission that has any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday night with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.